Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We are in the book of Proverbs today. If you find the Psalms near the middle of the scriptures and then turn right, Proverbs is next. And Proverbs 7 is all we have for today. So if you find Proverbs 7, I will pray, read through this proverb, make some devotional comments, application, and then close in prayer. And I encourage you to do that. Right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. And Father, I pray that as we read Proverbs 7, just give us your wisdom. Help us to understand what this has to do with us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Proverbs 7, the title, Warning Against the Adulterous Woman. My son, keep my commands and store up my commands within you. Keep my commands and you will live. Guard my teachings as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers, write them on the tablet of your heart. All right, so this is in keeping with the rest of Proverbs so far. Picturesque language about taking in everything that the son is told from his father. That's kind of the setup here. And the idea of taking it all in, embracing it. Verse 4. Say to wisdom, you are my sister, and to insight, you are my relative. They will keep you from the adulterous woman, from the wayward woman with her seductive words. So treat wisdom as your closest, as a very close relative, as someone that you're going to listen to, as someone you want to be around. Verse 6. At the window of my house, I looked down through the lattice. I saw among the simple. I noticed among the young men a youth who had no sense. He was going down the street near her corner, walking along in the direction of her house, at twilight as the day was fading and as the dark of night set in. Then out came a woman to meet him, dressed like a prostitute and with crafty intent. She is unruly and defiant, her feet never stay at home. Now in the street, now in the squares, at every corner she looks, she lurks. She took hold of him and kissed him, and with a brazen face she said, today I fulfilled my vows, and I have food from my offering, fellowship offering at home. So I came out to meet you. I looked for you and have found you. I have covered my bed with colored linens from Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes, and cinnamon. Come, let's drink deeply of love till morning. Let's enjoy ourselves with love. My husband is not at home. He has gone on a long journey. He took his purse filled with money and will not be home till full moon. With persuasive words, she led him astray. She seduced him with her smooth talk. All at once, he followed her like an ox going to the slaughter, like a deer stepping into a noose, till an arrow pierces his liver, like a bird darting into a snare, little knowing it will cost him his life. Now then, my sons, listen to me. Pay attention to what I say. Do not let your heart turn to her ways or stray into her paths. Many are the victims she has brought down. Her slain are a mighty throng. Her house is a highway to the grave, leading down to the chambers of death. And that's the end of chapter 7 of Proverbs 7. That's the end of the reading for today. So let's consider this for a moment. You know, at first you may look at this and say, well, what does this have to do with me? I'm not a prostitute, and I've never visited a prostitute. I don't have any desire to visit a prostitute. Well, again, we need to look at this. This is Hebrew poetry. This is in the context of going after wisdom. And so really, if we put this in the context of Scripture, we're looking at purity here, in particular sexual purity, sexual morality. And all of us live in the culture of sexual morality right now. The idea of, you know, that this, think of this adulterous woman as the idea that comes into your mind anytime you may be tempted to look at someone with lust, to entertain yourself with something that is going to fuel lust, to have a relationship, even what you might think is platonic, that includes flirting, with someone who is not your husband or wife, There's so many aspects to purity that this certainly applies to us, that wisdom walks the other way. So think about that in terms of your own life, your own heart. What is it that you can apply in your particular circumstance and in the people that you are trying to dispense wisdom to? And for me, I think it's just staying alert to the temptations of my own mind and heart, and to stay focused on the path that God has given me, and to focus all of my sexual energy on my wife. Father, thank you for your word and this wisdom, Lord, and living in the day that we live in, Lord, it's all around us. We are surrounded by immorality, and we are tempted at times to look, to think about, to engage in, even if it's just the heart issues of purity, impurity. So Lord, help us to be holy people, living in wisdom, in purity, and quick to confess when our heart starts to stray. And may we, Father, give this to our children and be able to be set apart in this area for you. In Jesus' name, amen.